probably the things they're most proud about probably is the book, because it has occupied a huge amount of time. I've been going on about how awful the textbooks were, and so I think it's done the medical school a huge benefit, I think, because everybody knows about it around the world.
Internationally.
I mean, I think I told you last time, Mike and I did a tour in into Pakistan last year, and there was one place where we went to all the medical schools, and we always liked to do a bit of teaching and lecturing. And one place, the vice chancellor had been training us around the university, and I kept saying, look, it's 10:30, you know, it's time for the talk, you know, I don't like being late. In fact, we arrived at 10 to 11, which is awful, into a huge auditorium. There's 700 people there, and they all stood up, and I said, ooh, you know, you're obviously expecting somebody, great, let's, you know, we'll come back another time. But he said, no, it's for you, and then they started clapping. Then she came up on the back, and there was all women on one side and men on the other side. This is a Muslim country. So when I sort of waved a little bit to the girls, there were shrieks and shouts. And
wow!
And I think when we went to Holland, somebody called us the medical pop stars.
Which is
and the same thing happened everywhere we go. It's you know, you get hundreds of people coming up to ask you to sign things. But so the whole of my life's really been around education. Mm. And then the president of the BMA was really a bit of a surprise, really, because I'm not a trade unionist. And that's been for a year, but Princess Anne is going to be the next president. We hand over in June, but because it's 175 years, every 25 years they have a royal. So I've been asked to sort of stay on and deputise for her.